control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you, gave you tools just to stay alive, and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Buenas Vibras Hour. I am Avi.
I am.
What mic are you on? Sorry.
Mic 3 or 4.
Mic 3. It is. Okay. Mic 3.
I am Juanchi.
He is Juanchi.
Hello.
Hello. Hope you guys are having a nice day after that wonderful storm we had yesterday.
It is now sunny. That's kind of partly cloudy.
We gotta get some music going.
Yeah,
on.
I like that Ratatouille one that you put.
Oh, yeah, it's end credit twees, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. We're gonna.
La Rata. Do you recall that? Ooh.
This is end credit twees from Ratatouille. I did some research into Pixar music today.
Really?
Because. Like a bit, because I was trying to find some new songs to play in the background. This is kind of intense. I was looking for some new songs to play in the background so that we didn't have to listen to Cantina Band for.
Oh, the research was on songs.
Yeah, it was songs.
I thought you researched on like.
No, I didn't like look up like what inspired facts. Michael Giacchino to make this song.
This is Michael.
This is Michael.
We love Michael.
We love him. This is a 9-minute track. Well, it's the end credits, so that makes sense. Do you think that when they design the end credits, they ask the composer to write the song, and then they decide the speed of the end credits based on the song? I think that's what happened.
Probably.
But then also it can't be that fast. So I'm assuming they just... Huh. I get...
That makes sense.
Yeah. Because they're not just going to, like, repeat it again and again. And they're not going to cut it off.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess they just ask him to make it really long, and then there's, like, a... in between kind of standard. I'm assuming there's a standard length. Like, there's got to be a standard in Hollywood at this point for, like, how long credit scenes
maybe.
Are.
Maybe. I mean, usually, with the actual movies, they create the image first and then they do the song.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, I think it's also simultaneous a bit. Like, they show the composers, like, sketches and that kind of stuff.
No,
and
yeah,
they tell
them
the story and they kind of start composing it in the meantime.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I'm very interested in film scoring. It's very cool.
I took a class called Music on Film here.
Oh.
Very interesting class.
What did they teach you about?
They taught
John Williams?
I don't remember what they taught me. No, I mean, I took it first semester of freshman year.
Oh.
But like diegetic and non-diegetic sound.
Oh, like boring stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't like learn about composers, but then we would watch music videos and like analyze what the music, how the music video compares to.
Like, not.
No,
with
it was film.
That's cool.
And then we had to do like presentations. So I did a presentation on the movie Us, and like the sound design for it, because the sound design is freaky. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't
it.
Seen Us.
It's freaky. You should watch it. It's good.
There's one of the music professors here, is like one of the most experts. One of the most experts, whatever you, like a very, he has a lot of research, or a very well-informed professor on John Williams specifically, the dude of Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and he teaches a class every once in a while called The Music of John Williams, and I really wanted to take it, but I couldn't.
No.
It fills up, it's like 20 spots.
It's probably like a seminar course.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But it's everything, like imagine. About Star Wars, about Jurassic Park, about
Jaws.
E.T., about Jaws, about...
him and Steven Spielberg are like BFFs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all those movies are Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I thought
Jaws.
You knew there were BFFs.
Oh, no, but I
mean,
I think
they are. Probably are.
Like, he just did the score for The Fablemans, which is the Steven Spielberg movie that was just nominated for the Oscars.
Really?
Yes.
How old is this man? Not Steven Spielberg.
John Williams?
He's like
he's
80-something.
Gotta be kinda old.
I think he's like 80-something. Let me check.
He's
so,
done it for real. I mean, he does a good job.
All of you freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, I recommend taking that class. He's 91.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good for him, man.
Okay. You know how crazy that is?
What?
When he was born, that year, it was the fourth year of the Oscars.
Whoa.
Wow. When he was born...
He's seen everything.
World War II hadn't started. I think. When did World War II start? To start.
No, it had.
1932? No, it hadn't. Wow.
Wow, John Williams.
Crazy.
Okay.
I love World War I.
Let's play some music. Next up.
World War I was over.
We're going to play.
The World Cup hadn't been played yet when he was born. Wow.
My great grandma was like 97.
Well, John Williams could be your great-grandma.
That's the conclusion that we've come to today.
When he was born, your great-grandma was 6 years old.
Wow. I love this math. This is great.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Old man and still making music. Still in his prime. We love him. What are we playing next?
Not John Williams. We're playing Annie DiRusso, which you showed me one of her songs.
I did?
Yeah, but we're going to play not the song that you showed me. The one that I knew before you showed me that song.
Beep,
it's called Coming Soon.
I showed you Emerson, right?
Yes.
You're
she's,
putting
she's
Coming
pretty
Soon.
Good. Yeah, okay. Coming Soon. It's like her most famous song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is.
She's very good.
2021 single.
Yes. So this is Coming Soon by Annie DiRusso. Enjoy.
I'm always waiting on my fall from grace, not even 22, but I think it's coming soon. Can't feel my hands as they're clutching the sink. I'm staring into the mirror, watching my face get weirder. Keep running out of shit to talk about. I'm a senior in college, almost flunking out. Thank you. disgusting to me.
Cool. Santa Cruz y dime de una vez si es ella la que yo quiero. Luna, luna, lunita, lunera, dime todo.
Again. So, you just heard Coming Soon by Annie DiRusso. Slow Amnesia by Tommy Newport. I just found that song last week and it's really good. I think I know one of his other songs. Oh, Movie Screen. I've played that one before. It's really good. Highly recommend you guys listen to Tommy Newport. Newport. Chapstick by Coin, which you know what, you were talking about how it's a really good song, but no one ever really listens to that one by Coin. It's not even in their top five songs. It's number six.
It's in top six.
It's top six, but we think it's their best song. So if you like Coin, I hope you enjoyed that song and realize that it's probably their best song.
What are we listening to?
Well,
say it in French.
Hold on, I didn't finish saying what we listened to before. Oh my bad. Then we listened to Luna by Juanes. Love him. And then Never Goes Away by Claire Rosencrantz. It's her new song. It came out like a week ago. She's very good. And now we are listening to Si Tu Vois Ma Mère, slow version.
Si Tu Vois Ma Mère by Claude.
Sidney Bechet and Claude Luther et Orchestre.
Which means Claude Auré and the orchestra?
And his orchestra.
Oh, wait, look at me, I know French.
Yeah, et son
orchestre.
So that means, and his.
Le orchestre.
Oh, he has a song called Le Marchand de Poisson. That means.
Croissant?
Poisson.
Poisson? What does poisson mean?
Fish.
That's a cool word.
I think marchand, I think that's the march of the fish, question mark.
Oh.
My French speakers out there.
Anyway. It is 1:27.
And so that means?
It is time for the PSA.
Wonderful. What PSA are you going to
read? Well, I'm
going to
go random today.
Random. Wonderful.
Should
Love
I go
it.
A or B?
B.
All right. Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport, make it stop. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I think that's the longest, most boring PSA I have ever heard in my life.
At least it's different and we're not doing the
same.
Yeah,
so I honestly don't even know what that was for.
I think the airplanes in Logan...
To stop flying over certain...
I don't know.
Certain times, like...
Maybe.
It must suck to live next to the airport.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah. That was a nice PSA. Okay. Anything else? I think no. We're going to listen to some more music now. Up next, we have Whirly by Dominic Fike.
Dominic
Fike.
Up and coming artist.
Up and coming. I feel like he's here.
He's come.
He has made it.
He made it. He played in BC last year for Springfling.
Oh.
Ooh la la.
I wish. Imagine.
Dominic, come. Oh. Have you heard the rumors of who Springfling
No, there's
artist
rumors
is coming?
Who?
You didn't hear?
No. Tell me.
Florida.
No. No.
Yeah, baby.
Couldn't even get
you
Pitbull.
Get my hair out.
Oh my god, rah. Imagine.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, better than some random rapper or something. Imagine Flo Rida at Tufts.
Like, we're gonna all be vibing toward 2010, 2008
thing. I think he played at the UM.
Springfield
yeah,
shit.
Or Homecoming or something like that.
Last year?
Like, yeah.
I think he's from Miami.
I feel like
actually,
he would
I didn't know. His name's Florida.
Watch how he's from, like,
yeah, like
Wisconsin.
Kentucky. Wisconsin. Fact check that.
Florida. His name is actually Tramar LaSalle Dillard. Better known by his stage name, Florida. He is from Carroll City, Florida.
All right. How far away is that?
From Miami.
Carroll City, Florida.
Let's see. Carroll City, Florida is... Oh, it's in Miami-Dade County. Oh. Oh, my God.
It's what? Carroll City? Where's Carroll City?
I have no idea, but why don't they just put Miami?
Carroll City. Because.
Oh, it's near Opa-locka.
Oh, okay.
Por Hialeah.
Oh, Carroll City
oh,
is like...
Oh, this is... It's just west.
Why don't they say, like, Miami Gardens?
Yeah. Carol anyway. City. Anyway.
He's from Miami.
Florida's from Miami.
From Miami. Did he go to UM?
He should change that in his Wikipedia to say Miami. Like, I feel like he can.
Do you think you become famous once you have a Wikipedia page written by someone else?
No.
No?
No. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are, like, just maybe important in a certain field, but I don't think they're, like, necessarily famous.
I guess that makes sense.
And someone, like, wrote about them.
He went to Barry.
Oh, my God. Wow. Not Florida.
Florida. Anyway.
If you're from Miami, then you'll know what we're talking about. But...
Florida.
Florida. That would be crazy.
We like Florida.
More Florida fans
here. He played at University of Miami, and now he might be playing at Tufts University.
Yeah.
Equally party schools.
Yes. Equally fun, crazy.
Hey, definitely fun. Schools. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to come, Florida, and whoever the other artist is, or the other two artists, and then there's gonna be an opening band, a Tufts band. There is a battle of the bands. Have I told you this?
I think you started telling me yesterday. But
yeah, there's a battle of the bands. And the winner gets to open up for Spring Fling. This is like a tradition for Tufts, but they didn't do it last year. But they're starting it again, I guess.
That's so cool. When's the Battle of the Bands?
Good question. I don't know.
Did you sign up?
Well, we talked about it with my band, and everyone said yes except one of them. So
oh, no.
I don't think we will. But it's fine. I don't think I want to be... I mean, that would be kind of cool.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, but like,
you have to do it.
But think about it, like, what do like? I'm not gonna be like having fun.
That's true.
That. I'm gonna be like concentrated on this.
I guess.
Event. I'm assuming.
I guess we're just gonna have to see Emperor Jones performing.
I don't think they're gonna. Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see who it is.
Plum Island. Shout out to Plum Island. Shout out to Emperor Jones. Great group of people.
Okay. We're going to play some music now.
What are we going to play?
Dominic Fike.
All right, Whirly.
Yeah. Whirly.
We love him.
You love him. We know you'll love this song.
We know you will love this song. So.
Wow. Enjoy. Okay. Enjoy. Goodbye. I'm
Okay.
If I got one thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on the chain? I'm running out of options. You're running through my mind with a shotgun. I think she might be robbing. She can take what she wants. I just wanna make you late. Would you wanna waste that? I know you like my goofy ass. How could you hate that? I see what's underneath and I love you more now. And now I know how.
Yeah.
If I got one thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain? Too bad it's good, or else I'd be gone. Madame, she cured. And then we go back to your place, don't lie. You wanna get high, so we're gonna get high. And then I see a laugh on your face, so I might. So I might die. So I might die. If I got one thing right, it was you and me. So I'll go in so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain?
How big, how blue, how beautiful.
cansado, hundirme acá tirado. Y no tengo planeado morirme desangrado. Y no, oh, oh, no me pidas que no vuelva a intentar, que las cosas vuelvan a su lugar. Y no tengo pensado hundirme acá tirado. Y no tengo planeado morirme desangrado. Y no, oh, oh, no me pidas que no vuelva a intentar, que las cosas vuelvan a su lugar. Estamos siendo cuidadosos, como caminando por un piso resbaloso, sabiendo que un paso en falso nos lleva al fondo del pozo. Será lo tembloroso de la espuma bailando en mi corazón rabioso. Entender todo es un poco soberbio, querer explicar todo es un poco por nervios. Por eso hablo hasta por los codos y me pongo ebrio. Y ya no sé si jodo, me lo tomo en serio y desconfío. El miedo a dar un salto y encontrar a vacío. Ansio que esto que siento no sea mío, porque de pronto se siente tan frío. Parece que saber hacerse bien es todo un desafío. Qué rabia me da el amor, voy a arrancármelo. Qué rabia me da el amor, voy a quedármelo. Prefiero lo tortuoso del ritual que lo decoroso de estar siempre igual. Habrá motivos para estar mal, lo debo ser yo, presintiendo el final. No es eterno el carnaval, si es etéreo lo carnal. Encontraremos algún otro canal para juntar el plexo. De fondo un saxo y queremos sexo. Ahora recuerdo la primera vez que te reíste y las ganas que me dieron de que se me ocurra un chiste. ¿Cómo van a convencerme de que la magia no existe? Pensado hundirme acá tirado. Y no tengo planeado morirme desangrado. Y no, oh, oh, no me pidas que no vuelva a intentar, que las cosas vuelvan a su lugar. Y no tengo pensado hundirme acá tirado. Y no tengo planeado morirme desangrado. Y no, oh, oh, no me pidas que no vuelva a intentar, que las cosas vuelvan a su lugar.
Golden lines are
Hello again. You just heard Whirly by Dominic Fike, Window by Still Woozy, Steve's First Bruise, fun name, by Briston Moroney.
Steve's First Bruise.
Yeah, interesting.
And the next one, what is it? Name it.
And then How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful by Florence and the Machine.
Ooh.
And then Arrancarame.
No.
Arrancarmelo by Wos.
Wos.
Wos. And then Hot Knifer by Peach Pit, which sounds very similar to their song
Peach Pit. By Peach Pit.
Yes. And now this is Michael Giacchino.
Again?
With the original motion picture soundtrack.
Raise it up, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's only 50 seconds, so I'm just going to play it on repeat.
Best 50 seconds of my life. I can imagine it. I am getting into the house with the balloons, and I'm about to go into a...
It's called Up With Titles, trip. So I'm assuming this is like the little title sequence at the beginning or something.
Mm.
That's what I'm guessing.
What happens at the beginning?
What happens at the beginning of Up?
Like, what's... Like, what is this song over?
Oh, I don't know. But it might be the titles at the end, actually.
50 seconds, though? No.
Let's look.
I love how Pixar uses, like, this jazz for their movies.
Yeah.
It's nice. Like jazz, but, like, it's like
fun. I know, it's the
jazz.
First song of the whole movie. It's like shows his childhood and stuff, right?
The dude's childhood?
Yeah. Oh, they have a song called Canine Conundrum.
Hmm. Is that when... That's probably when all the dogs are like together or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have come to the end of our show.
Oh, it's 1:55 already.
I know.
Wow. Well.
Well. Sadness.
We can enjoy.
We're not going to be here next week, everyone.
Sadness. Everyone. Evie's everyone. Mom. My mom. And
random person who's flipping through.
Perhaps Michelle.
Perhaps, honestly, perhaps Michelle. Yes, she's done with her meeting.
And my dad.
And your dad.
And maybe my sister.
I think that's all. Oh, and my sister.
Hey, hi, Gabriela.
Yay, hello, families. Well, you guys won't be hearing our show next week, but we can send you a playlist if you want. Some voice recordings of us talking. And any random listeners who want that as well, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll be in Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia. Yeah, spring break. A lot of you guys are going to be hearing a lot of the same shows. If you're an avid listener to WMFO, you're going to be hearing a lot of the same people subbing and playing their shows because everyone's leaving.
Except a few.
Except for the few people who stay here to do everyone's shows.
Yeah. No way. I'm missing out on... Juan Chicken Tenders next week.
Two shows that will be missed on the radio waves.
How many shows we have left? Eight?
Eight. We're on show 7. So I don't know how many.
There's 9 weeks left until we graduate. God. In case all of you seniors wanted to hear that and cry a bit more.
I'll be here until June 1st, so until they kick me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June 1st? Wow.
Going to the Backseat Lovers concert on June 1st.
Yeah.
If anyone likes Backseat Lovers, they're going to be here June 1st. I highly recommend you go. One of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I should go.
And
someday.
Their new album is amazing. So.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe from their first album, but.
First album's better.
Yeah, first album's better, but this one's good also. It's like an experience. You have to listen to it from start to finish.
No. I'm not saying it's not good.
But the first one's better, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But still good.
Glad we agree.
Yes. Okay, we're going to play one more song.
We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's...
And 1 second.
2 minute song, which, might be cut off at the end. But thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm Evi.
I'm Juanchi.
I hope you guys have a great day and great rest of your week and next week as well. I hope whoever subs for me is good and Yeah. So
have a wonderful spring break.
Have a wonderful spring break, everyone.
Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Yes.
And I hope your lives are going well.
Lovely.
What are we playing now?
We'll leave you with Cancel Me. by Dominic Fike again. Awesome. But you know, it's a vibe.
Play it.
Enjoy. Goodbye. Bye. Thanks for listening.
I hope they cancel me.
Why?
So I can go be with my family.
Why?
So I can quit wearing this mask, dog. Tell the people kiss my ass, dog.
I hope they crucify me.
Wow.
I hope they put me down. I hope they euthanize me. I hope I never ever have to go on TV. Motherfucker Jimmy Kimmel does not wanna meet me. I told my manager, no more parties in Los Angeles. Last night I fell deeper than Brock Hampton down a rabbit hole. Did so much blow, I won't ever find my appetite. On my way home, I crashed into a satellite. That's why my phone was obsolete for half the night. That's why my dome is ringing, baby. As of right now, my job is to lie down.
I hope they cancel me.
Why?
So I can go be with my family.